right, Clara, but I'm afraid people won't hear me when I say it.
David, they're no different than you. They want to listen, and there's stuff in the way.
But why should I have to push through all that stuff?
'Cause that's what you're up to.
Just watch. Newsflash, newsflash, the Messiah is not coming. He's sitting next to you. Newsflash, newsflash.
Hey, kid, that's cute.
That's very witty.
That's insightful.
It's remarkable.
Delightful. Cogent.
Say, David, do you suppose you can get the principal of the religious school to get my child out of the class he's in now? You know, I really don't like his teacher.
David, how can you say that we can't take criticism without being paranoid? It seems all we've ever gotten is criticism.
Say, Dave, can you get my husband to take the course on ritual observance? He wants to volunteer at the free clinic on Saturdays instead of going to temple.
David, how can you say we don't truly share ourselves with the world? Look how much we've contributed to the United Way, to the community chest, to medicine, to art.
Say, David, you know what we need in our temple? We need more pictures of the Holocaust. We need our members to really get how awful it was. We need to be reminded every day.
That's right. That's just what you need, more pictures of the Holocaust. You live in the Holocaust so much, you don't even realize how much it runs your lives. Everything you do is touched by it. Somebody shows you a map of Germany and your stomach turns in on itself and it destroys your day. When are you going to let go of the Holocaust? You use the Holocaust as an excuse for not being able to take just criticism, or any criticism. You call criticism anti-Semitism. It's time for you to grow up.